Have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store. We're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store. You're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. Hope you're all doing great on this episode 440. That's, I think it's a Cleveland area code, if I'm not mistaken. 440. My wife Kelly has family in Ohio, both in Cincy and in Cleveland. But I digress. Regardless of what episode number it is, I'm thrilled to have you along, whether you're tuning in on your favorite local talk radio station or you subscribe to the podcast version. Either way, I hope you enjoy listening to the program as much as I do hosting it. And as the announcer says, you know, my goal is to break down geek speak into street speak. And my three guests on this program, or four if you include AI, a little fun thing we'll do near the end of the show, this is going to be no exception. We're going to kick things off talking about video games, Madden football, very popular NFL game, but putting concussions back in as it mirrors real life. After that, GoFundMe will join us to talk about the incredibly popular online fundraising platform. Mario Armstrong, a tech lifestyle expert who's on this program from time to time, he'll be joining us to talk about spring tech, some new gadgets for the home to welcome in the new season. And finally, ChatGPT. You can now chat with your favorite AI assistant, not by typing in a prompt, but by chatting verbally. And it now works with CarPlay. So if you have a vehicle that supports CarPlay and you've got an iPhone, just connect your phone either with a cable or wirelessly, depending on the model, and you can chat hands-free. And I'm going to interact with an AI to give you a taste of what it sounds like. All of this and more on a brand new Tech It Out, powered by Visa and Norton, two companies that protect you in slightly different ways. I'll tell you more about both of those awesome brands in a moment, but let's officially kick off the new show with our first interview. For years, nay, decades, we've seen the EA Sports TV commercials about its video games, with that popular tagline at the end that says this:
it's in the game.
It's in the game, as they boast how realistic their sports games are. And so, if this is true, why did they take out the effects of player concussions in the game Madden NFL football a few years back, as it's unfortunately still in the game in real life? Well, thanks to the Derek Sheely Foundation, it's back in again, in the game Madden 2026, if you download a free modification or mod called Modern 26. Joining us to share the news is the company helping to spread the word about this free download. On the line, we've got Devin Taylor, SVP at Click Health, who also leads their gaming practice. Good to chat with you, Devin. Nice to have you on the show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great. Before we talk about the game, how big of an issue is concussions still in contact sports like football?
Yeah, unfortunately, concussions are still all too prevalent. It is estimated that almost 4 million concussions are occurring annually in the U.S. through just sports and recreational activities, but almost half of those are unreported. So you can imagine that that number is even higher, as concussions can happen falling down the stairs, car accidents, things like that.
Yeah, that's a significant number. Again, before we talk about Modern 26, which I love the play on words there, by the way, can you tell us a bit about the Derek Shealy Foundation? It is tied to concussions, and there's a personal story behind the name, too.
Yes. So the Derek Shealy Foundation is a nonprofit organization that was founded in memory of Derek Shealy. Derek is the son of Kristen and Ken Shealy, and Derek was a huge football fan, both playing football. He loved playing football video games, and very unfortunately, Derek did not survive a traumatic brain injury that he received when he was playing football in his senior year of college. So his family set up the foundation to spread awareness about the signs and symptoms of concussions so they can hopefully prevent other families from going through the unimaginable that they went through.
Yeah, thanks for that. All right, so the game is called, or the modification is called, Modern 26, and that is really what we're chatting about here, is a mod. I know the audience who are into games know what that is. You can modify an existing game with some extra software. That's what this is, correct? You do need
correct.
To download this. It's not built into Madden 26 automatically.
Correct, yes. You do need to download the mod.
Okay, so it's a download. We'll plug where to get it at the end of the interview, but tell us about it. So this is this campaign that you're very much part of with Click Health to spread awareness with Derek Shealy Foundation about Modern 26. Tell us about it.
So Modern 26, as you mentioned, is a modification to Madden NFL. The modding community for Madden is one of the most robust modding communities in gaming. There's tens of thousands of members of their Discord community. There's millions of mods, and it's everything from changing the color of a jersey to what we're doing, which is bringing back a very prevalent injury that used to be a part of the game. And so what we've created is actually a simulation of the signs and symptoms of concussion so that the player, the one holding the controller, can actually experience in real time and in a safe simulated environment those signs and symptoms. So you'll see with our mod, you will notice blurred vision, dizziness, tinnitus. We really are using gaming as an active form of education. Really, gaming and why we at Click and the Shealy Foundation are so passionate about using gaming as this medium is because it's so visceral. The experience that you have, you are actually the one in the driver's seat experiencing these symptoms. And we know just through the research that's been done on how games can be used in educational settings that it's very effective for behavior change.
All right. So you're playing this game after this download is installed, and one of your players gets a hard hit and you're whisked off to the blue medical tent for an exam. And if there's a diagnosis in the game that you have a concussion, then just like real life, you will find that your player has symptoms of it. And you mentioned some of them. So blurred vision, dizziness and disorientation, headaches, nausea, tinnitus, extreme light sensitivity, increased heart rate, shortness of breath, all of that, which is obviously going to affect your team's performance on the field.
Yeah.
And so that's the point of it, bringing awareness in a medium that is something that you don't just passively observe. You are going to experience this actively in the game. So that's a great tool, if you will. We are chatting with Devin Taylor, SVP at Click Health, a health-based marketing agency working with the Derek Shealy Foundation to spread awareness about concussions in a very popular sports game, Madden 26. So this is for the PC version of it, is that right? It's not for the console versions like PlayStation, Xbox, that kind of
Correct, thing. Yes. It is for PC. We created the mod knowing that there are players and fans of Madden across all different gaming devices, which is why on our website we also have gameplay footage edge, and we have the signs and symptoms. You can click on each one and see how the experience is should you not be a PC Madden player or if you've just never played Madden before but are interested in what we're trying to do.
Amazing, because, yeah, even if you don't have the PC version, you can still watch all that content at, let's just plug it now, modden26.com. So that's MODDEN26.com. Before I let you go, Devin, can you tell us a bit more about how this came about? Was this something that the foundation brought to you or maybe somebody on the team at EA Sports, the creators of Madden, that maybe wasn't happy that, well, allegedly it was the NFL and the NFL Players Association that forced the game makers to take it out back over a decade ago? I'm not sure if that's true, but can you tell us a bit more about the impetus for this mod?
Sure. So at Click, we're really encouraged to seek out injustices in the world as it pertains to health and find ways to solve it through creativity. So it was an idea that a group of us realized that concussions had been taken out of the game kind of during a casual conversation. We thought, well, that's a problem. That's an injustice we can solve because we know concussions are so incredibly serious and they can lead to just devastating effects. So we started thinking about how we could address the problem, and we arrived at using gaming and knowing that modding was such a big part of the Madden community, and knowing that so many youth football players learn about the game of football through playing video games, we just thought, well, we love Madden. We love the game of football, and Madden is so realistic down to, you know, the tattoos on the players and stains on their jerseys. This is just going to get it that extra bit there to make it the most realistic depiction of football. So we were looking for an organization that shared our belief that this was an injustice we could try to solve, and that's when we met the Sheelys and learned about their mission to spread awareness about concussion signs and symptoms, and it really was just an ideal match, and they have been so wonderful about learning about mods and becoming more ingrained in how the gaming community is going to help spread just mass awareness about this. And we really hope, again, that if it educates one person to know the signs and symptoms a little better and prevent something unimaginable, we will feel really, really good about this. And we hope it sparks a conversation to bring concussions back into the game.
No doubt it will. And I just want to mention before we wrap up that Derek's mom, Kristen Thompson Sheely, who is executive director of the foundation, also authored a book that came out last year called Very Dark Places, arguing that her son's death at age 22, by the way, was preventable. And so the work that you're doing at Click Health and the Derek Sheely Foundation, I want to applaud it and encourage our listeners to download this mod, or at the very least, if they don't have a game, to watch the videos at this website. Again, modden26.com, MODDEN26.com. Thank you so much for your time, Devin. And again, congrats on the great work you're doing with the Derek Sheely Foundation.
Thank you so much, Mark.
We chat with one of Time's most influential people of 2025, Tim Cadogan, CEO of GoFundMe, when we return on Tech It Out. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection, and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When we talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine it with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Story, but the fact that you started, if I'm not mistaken, during COVID, perhaps GoFundMe is a silver lining coming out of COVID. I know the platform's been around earlier than that, but when you started in 2020, taking something terrible happening globally and building this platform under your watch, maybe that Time Magazine recognition is part of that.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. It was, the timing just for me is I started at the company in March 2020. So it was a very rapid education in the importance that GoFundMe plays in people's lives. And we had, you know, millions of people needed help. And many of them turned to us in ways that sometimes were unexpected. For example, we had tens and tens of thousands of fundraisers created for small businesses that had either been closed or had furloughed their employees. And many of those were actually created by customers who loved their local restaurant, their local bar, their local music venue, cared about the employees and wanted to do something to help them. So that was, we'd never seen that before at that scale. And so we had to think through how best to support those folks, but we managed to do so and managed to mobilize a lot of help for people in all the countries we operate in. So It was a privilege to do the work.
Awesome. Help is the key word there, I think.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, let's talk more about GoFundMe. Please just give us a high level look at what it is exactly. And what do you think is the biggest misconception about the platform?
I mean, essentially, we exist to help people help each other. And that means that people can ask for help for whatever is important in their lives and look to mobilize their friends, their family, their neighbors, their sports team colleagues, their fellow churchgoers, whoever is in their lives to help them through that situation. And that can be a very difficult situation or can be something awesome like wanting to go on a mission trip or getting admitted to college and wanting some help with books or travel arrangements. We've seen an almost infinite a range of causes that people have raised money for. And just to give you a sense of the scale of that, over the last 15 years, we've now had over $40 billion, it's US dollars,
wow,
raised for people and for causes on GoFundMe, which is a pretty incredible number. It gives you a sense of the scale of it. And about $30 billion of that was raised since 2020. So the rate is accelerating. You asked me in that question, what's the most common misconception? I think sometimes people use the word crowdfunding to describe what we do, which is fine, but the word crowd sometimes conveys a large group of strangers, and that's not what GoFundMe is.
Hmm.
Nearly all GoFundMes start by being shared with the people that you are closest with. As I mentioned, your relatives, your friends, your neighbors, the people that know you, know what you're going through, care for you, love you, and want to support you. You know, it would not work as a name for the category, but friends and family fundraising would be a more accurate way of describing it.
Right.
I think that's commonly misunderstood. So I think it's really important for people to understand that that's how it really works. And what that means is we are tapping into something that is as timeless as us humans. We have always helped each other over many, many centuries. And with GoFundMe, we're simply doing what is innate to us, but in a new way, using the ability of digital technology to make that a little bit easier.
Yeah, no doubt. I read some of those stats, by the way, in your GoFundMe 2025 Year in Help report. Astounded, 47 million donations to individuals. A few more minutes with Tim Cadogan, CEO of GoFundMe, when we return on Tech It Out. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Say hi on social media. It's Mark with the C. Let me know what you think of Tech It Out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Let's call it friends and family donation platforms. What would you say separates GoFundMe from the other ones out there?
I mean, I think a few things. The scale, the $40 billion raised is far larger than I think anybody else. Also, the global scope. We operate in 20 countries. I don't think anyone else comes close to that. And the trust that we've been able to earn and the brand sentiment that has come along with that. To give you a sense, in the U.S., aided awareness is about 90%. Meaning virtually everyone has heard of us, and the trust levels are extremely high because we have again showed that we help people fundraise in a safe and secure way, and they can have confidence that they're going to be successful. And there have been so many examples of people doing that. Almost everyone donated, and many people have seen a friend or a relative successfully fundraise, and so that kind of builds that awareness and that belief that, well, I can do it too.
You know you've made it when your company name is a verb, right? You should do a GoFundMe for this instead of saying fundraise.
Yeah, we can't settle on is it a verb or a noun, but like it sometimes is either. But yes, that is absolutely part of the lingua franca, which means that we have a real duty to uphold that, right, and to be able to deliver on the promise that we create in people's minds that we can do this well for them.
And just over a year ago, I think the largest collective GoFundMe campaign in the U.S. was the Wildfire Relief Fund, right, for those in the L.A. area. Was it like $8.5 million in 1 or 2 days?
Well, I mean, actually, you know, if you look at the total activity on GoFundMe for the two communities, and I don't know if you know, but I live in one of those towns.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, I live in Altadena, obviously evacuated. Very, very lucky that I did not lose my home, but 6,000 of my neighbors did.
Wow.
And so it's very close, personal.
Yeah, close to home, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Literally. But we saw over $250 million raised for people on GoFundMe, and that was a mix of over 10,000 fundraisers for individuals, families, and schools and churches and local businesses all affected. I know many people, for example, who lost their home, they lost their school for their children, and they lost their business.
Yeah.
Just to give you a sense of it. And then you are right, we have a partner organization, GoFundMe.org, that's a 501c3 that we support by paying its operating costs and allowing it to use all of our technology, and we also donate to it. They run a fund, a wildfire relief fund, and that did generate over 8 million in donations and was able to make grants to 6,000 to 7,000 families, supplementary $1,000 grants, and also support local organizations on the ground. So multiple ways that we're making a difference. But yeah, the total impact was actually, I think, about $265 million. And that was essentially all raised and distributed in about a month.
Incredible. Tim, it would be remiss to have you on the show and not ask you, what does the future look like for GoFundMe? Is it staying the course? Are you embracing AI? Anything that we should know about?
There's a lot. I mean, look, the heart of what we do, helping people help each other, that does not change, right? That is a timeless objective. But the how of how we do that is evolving. And I'll give you an example. Just in the last couple of weeks, we launched a new smart fundraising coach, first in the U.S., and it will roll out internationally. And just to give you a little background on that, we have been using AI in the product now for coming on 18 months. Features like helping you pick a title for your fundraiser, helping you pick your goal, helping you do updates and share. What we've done most recently, put that all together into a completely holistic coach that helps you through every step of the journey from creating to managing your fundraiser and getting attention and sharing to transferring the money out. And in our early tests, we found that this generated significantly better actions, the things that people need to do to fundraise. For example, 10% more sharing. It generated better outcomes. People were raising more, and it made people feel better. We found 65 to 75% of the customers that we surveyed that had used the new coach, 65-75% felt better, felt more confident, and felt less alone because they were getting more support through this process.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's reducing the barriers of entry, right? Like if you're not tech savvy or got other challenges that would otherwise prohibit you from raising money for a worthy cause or a person, that now it's evening the playing field, if you will.
It is. And Mark, the interesting thing is it's so much about psychology because, you know, the biggest quest that we're on is to make it easier to ask for help. That is something that almost all of us don't like doing. We nearly all of us find it hard to ask for help, and trying to reduce the barriers there, make that easier, show everyone who might want to use GoFundMe that you can do this. We can coach you through that process. You can succeed. And that when you ask for help, you are amazed at how many people actually do want to help. But it takes that sort of act of bravery to ask and then to see the help flood in. So that's the, if you ask sort of the long-term future, that's the quest that we're on.
That's great. And a lot of people probably don't know that there are other things you can do with the platform, like share updates, including photos and videos. You can thank donors efficiently.
Yes.
You can monitor donations in real time. With that in mind, do you recommend, just as we let you go, Tim, would you recommend downloading the app first? I think it is considered a mobile platform. Go to Google Play, go to Apple App Store, or is it perfectly fine to sign up at GoFundMe.com?
Yeah, no, I mean, either. It's actually perfectly fine on your phone. Just use your, you know, Chrome, Safari, whatever you're using on your phone. The mobile web experience is excellent. You don't need to download the app. You certainly can.
Okay.
But yeah, it all works beautifully on mobile. Yes, I mean, 90% of people are doing everything on mobile, right? So yeah, you can do it all there. And you summarized it better than I could there, Mark. There's so many things that are important to fundraising. Thank yous, updates, pictures, you know, all of the sharing, all of the things that we do to help you share effectively in all the places that matter to you. It's all there, and it's all designed to help you take that next best action that's going to help you fundraise successfully.
Tim, it's been really a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much. Tim Cadogan's been our guest, the Chief Executive Officer for GoFundMe. All the best. Continued success. Thank you again.
Thanks very much, Mark. Appreciate it.
When we return on Tech It Out, we catch up with tech lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong about some spring tech to welcome in the new season. And then I'm going to chat with ChatGPT live on the air to end off the show. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman. Cyber threats have gotten smarter, because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection, and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off.
For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. Spring has sprung, and so it's the perfect time to hit the reset button. From revitalizing your home to upgrading your daily tech, we've got technology lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong with us to share his top must-haves for the new season. Welcome to the show, Mario. Good to talk to you again.
Mark, always good to be on with you too, my friend. Thanks for having me. And it is springtime. I'm ready for it too, by the way.
Well, I was in your fair city yesterday. Didn't feel like it. A bit chilly. But hey, I know it's officially here as of, I think, the 21st of March. And so, yeah, it's only going to get better, you know, onwards and upwards from here on in, despite the rough winter many of us had. But yeah, let's chat. So I understand you've partnered with a couple of cool companies. The first one I have worked with in the past, full disclosure, amazing brand called Kitta.
Yeah, you're right. I've partnered up with some awesome brands, and Kitta is one of those, because when you think about the springtime and your home and upgrades, one essential that you really need to be thinking about are your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. Like, I know a lot of people may be thinking about spring cleaning, but it's also like you need to clean, maintain, test, and possibly replace your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, because these are like little mini computers. You know, they got sensors. They can be impacted by dust. It can lead to wear or false alarms. So one of the things that really stood out to me, Mark, was they're 10-year battery powered. Like, you don't have to worry about it for 10 years. It's battery powered smoke and combo alarms, which really offer the latest in sensing technology as well. So it's going to help you stay protected longer. So I just think it's a good time. You know, they often tell you, like, this is a time to be thinking about all those things twice a year. We should be thinking about that. And I love the fact that I got to have this peace of mind with the Kitta product.
Well, you beat me to it. I was going to say, for those who are happy with their existing smoke or fire alarm, make sure that the batteries are good. That's something that I always encourage people to do twice a year. Just like you said, test those batteries. Now let's pivot, Mario, and talk about your top pick for a more efficient home office.
Man, ink. That's the key word of the day. Like, constantly running out of ink is nobody's friend. So I think an efficient home office is the Epson EcoTank ET3950. And I think it's great for busy families, creatives, people that are looking to print things out and it work when you want it to. Like, I can't stand when I need, it's always when the ink runs out is when I need it the most.
Your kids got like a school project due the next day, and of course
always.
It's 9 p.m. so the stores are closed.
Yeah, nobody's available.
The ink is gone.
Yeah.
So this is one of those like super tank printers.
That's right. It really is. It's cartridge free. It's high capacity ink tank. It's got up to 3 years included, by the way, in the box of ink. It's included with you. So you're saving money. You're avoiding those last minute store runs that you just mentioned. And the printer works phenomenally well. It's fast. It's got double sided printing if you want that, and a 250 sheet tray. And it has a nice color display on it too. I like the color display, so it's easy to navigate through the menu.
That's a large input tray. I like that. Not only do I hate running out of ink, but it also bugs me when I fine, I'm running out of paper.
Those are the two things.
I think mine's only 150 sheet input tray.
Yeah, mine is too. Mine's not as much. It's a small footprint too. I like how it's still a powerhouse, but it's not like taking up massive desk space.
And it's also a scanner, right? And a copier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. We are chatting with Mario Armstrong, a regular guest on this program. He is a tech lifestyle expert, this time to share with us what's new for spring. Why don't we end off on something to give our home a modern upgrade?
All right, when I came across this one, I was like, I gotta have this myself. Like, it's just one of those things. And it's GE Smart Shades. And here's why. They replace your old manual blinds, number one. They look sleek. They're cordless, motorized system. It's super quiet, like whisper quiet too. And you can install it yourself. It's not like you have to have installers come in and do this. And then you get to choose things like blackout fabric. So if you really want, maybe your bedroom faces the sun and it just happens too early and you just want to have that that blackout look, you can get that. Or if you want to have light filtering options, they have that too. And then you can control them. They have an included remote, but you can also, of course, since it's Smart Shades, you can use your voice with Google or Alexa, which is cool. So I just think it's a great upgrade. It's going to make the house look modern as well, but it's also going to save you energy because you can control it more. And I just think it's going to give you a little bit more comfort or privacy if you want to go that option.
I also like from an accessibility standpoint.
Oh, that's a great point.
I know of a lot of listeners of my show, they're north of 65, or they've got parents who are older, people living at home longer independently. That's a trend called aging in place. And something like this really helps. We may, Mario, take it for granted that we can easily open up our blinds, our shades, but to have it voice enabled, to do it automatically is great, or to use an app or the remote. So this is great. I didn't know GE made this kind of product. What's the name of it?
I didn't know that either until we started really doing research, and I was excited to see that. GE Smart Shade.
Okay. And then for everything we've chatted about today, Kitta, Epson, and GE, for pricing and links to buy them, what's the best website?
Just go to inthenews.tv. We have everything included. If you have a question for me, you can always reach out to me on Instagram. I'm easy to find there at Mario Armstrong. Just tell me you heard me with Mark, and I'll get right back to you. But inthenews.tv is the best website.
Always great to chat with you, Mario. Have an awesome spring. Have a great season. I look forward to chatting with you soon.
Yeah, I wish you the best to the second quarter of the new year, man. Thanks so much.
We cover cybersecurity a lot on this program and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not super tech savvy. One part of the solution is securely shopping online. And so I'm thrilled about my partnership with Visa on Tech It Out, as they've made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years, as much as $10 billion, yes, that's billion with a B, to support Visa's brand promise to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card. There can be no half measures when it comes to cybersecurity, which is why the company takes an aggressive and multi-layered approach to combating the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. A mind-blowing AI demonstration when we return on Tech It Out. Be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is, if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things: your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Country fans, are you ready?
Just pop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m.
The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews.
Live in concert.
Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance.
Featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
The show is going to sell out fast.
So grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Thing. On the right-hand corner of the screen, beside the area where you would type in a prompt, there's a little black icon with four white vertical lines. If you tap it, you can then talk to your AI hands-free. Better yet, if you drive a vehicle that supports CarPlay, you simply connect your iPhone, launch ChatGPT from the screen when you're in park, and then you can now talk hands-free with your eyes on the road with your AI assistant, and you can stay informed and entertained, learn about things all while you're driving. So that boring commute to and from the office is going to be a lot more exciting going forward. I want to give you a taste of what it sounds like. I drove recently 90 minutes back to Toronto, where I live, and I learned about space, like astronomy, cosmology, as well as some language lessons as I'm getting ready to go to the Middle East this summer, barring any issues there, of course. ChatGPT helped me prepare with lessons. But instead of me explaining what to do, let me just give you a sample. Here we go. This is live, by the way. Hey, Chat, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking. I'm here and ready to help with whatever you need. How's everything on your end?
Oh, good. I'm recording my podcast for the week. It's called Tech It Out. It's both a radio show and a podcast. And I wanted to introduce the audience to you. I don't know if they've heard of ChatGPT's voice before. Do you want to say hi to the audience?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, everyone. I'm really excited to be part of Tech It Out today. I'm ChatGPT, so I can't wait to dive into all the tech topics with you. So thanks for having me.
Of course. Yeah. So it's been a fun show. You're at the tail end of the program. I hope you're not offended, but I had three great guests before you.
Oh, not at all. I'm just really happy to be here at the end and kind of bring it all together. I've loved listening in, and I'm excited to chat about anything you have left for us.
Sure. So, well, this is not an interactive show because it's not live. It's syndicated. So different stations in different cities run it at different times. And of course, the podcast is on demand. And so I don't have any listeners who want to chat with you, but I'll ask you some questions, I guess. What do you think of the Artemis mission, the Artemis 2 that just went around the moon? What's your take on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think Artemis 2 is such a huge milestone. I mean, just seeing humans go around the moon again after all these years, it's really transformational.
Mm-hmm.
And it's setting up a future for lunar bases, maybe even Mars. So I'm really optimistic about it.
Yeah, I told the audience that I was talking to you about space and astronomy and, you know, talking about the Big Bang Theory and all this cool stuff the last time we spoke. So really, people can chat with you about anything, right? Whether it's dinner party ideas, travel itineraries, really anything. I mean, they can talk to you about whatever's on their mind. Is that fair?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I can dive into anything, whether it's the cosmos, like you said, or something super practical, like planning a weekend getaway or just cooking up a new recipe. So yeah, I'm really versatile. Whatever the audience wants to explore, I'm here for it.
I also talked on the show about connecting you to CarPlay and how you can hear you through your car speakers while you're safely driving, your hands are on the wheel, your eyes are on the road. And that probably also includes road trips with kids, right? If I asked you to tell a story to kids and I told you their ages and, you know, maybe a topic like, I don't know, dinosaurs or aliens or whatever, to stick with space once again, then you could come up with a story on the fly, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's totally something I can do. If you let me know their ages and a theme, like dinosaurs, space, anything really, I can craft a fun age-appropriate story right on the spot. So just give me a bit of detail and I'll jump in.
Do you also tell jokes?
Oh, absolutely. I love a good joke. I can toss in some kid-friendly ones or just general tech humor, whatever vibe you're going for.
Okay.
If you want to.
Well, this audience is for all ages. I'd ask you for a risque joke, but I'm not going to do that. Why don't we just end off about language lessons? I was telling the audience how I was practicing languages
with you in the car. So you can also serve as like a linguistic expert, right? Like a language instructor. You can do that with probably dozens, if not hundreds of languages.
Yeah, exactly. I can definitely help with that. So if anyone wants to learn, you know, Spanish, French, Mandarin, whatever, I'm ready to help.
Okay. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for chatting with me and the audience. That's about it. Thanks for your time, chat. Have a good one.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I had a great time, and I hope the listeners enjoyed it too. Thanks so much for having me, and yeah, have a fantastic rest of your day.
So that is exactly the kind of interaction I'm talking about. Wild stuff. Thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out once again, and a huge thank you to our sponsors, Norton, Visa, and SanDisk. And I hope you enjoyed the show, and I look forward to chatting with you next week for another brand new episode of Tech It Out. Goodbye for now.
Bye, everyone. Have a great one. I can't wait to catch you next time.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.